You'll have to excuse me because I'm recording this on my mobile. So, I'm basically answering my own questions. What was the last thing I purchased? Well, the last thing I had bought for me, because I don't buy myself a lot, the last thing I had bought for me was a pair of shoes. And then they're probably the cheapest shoes I own. Because I like expensive shoes. And they were £10 from the kiddies section in the shop. And they're just a pair of plain black slip-ons with a strap across the front and a black bow. And, well, they're black. What was the last thing... Oh no, I'm reading it wrong. What thing do you own is the one thing I love the most? I'd probably say my camera. I have a Canon 40D. I'd like a better one, but it really does the job well with some great lenses. Do I love or hate a certain shop? Why? I really hate Primark. I really, really loathe it. Even though it's got really cheap clothes, and some of them are good, I really hate going in there because it's so cheap. Everybody just chucks things everywhere and they've got no respect for the shop whatsoever. And it's always packed because it's so cheap. I really hate it. I don't think I have a shop I love. I buy most of my stuff online. Do I have an essential preference when picking a partner? There's two things I really, really don't like, which is vanity and selfishness. So, somebody who's unselfish and not vain. Fair enough, keeping yourself nice looking and things, but then there's going to extremes and there's posing and things like that. No way. My most embarrassing sexual situation, online or in real life. I think my most embarrassing sexual situation was when we were about to have sex and... He started picking tissue paper off me. I had some down there stuck. Yeah, that was embarrassing. Especially when he started picking it off and he didn't go, oh, you got some toilet paper stuck down there, will you go and get rid of it? No, he started picking it off. Have I ever got my heart broken or broken someone else's? I've broken someone else's, I suppose, I think. When I was about 16. And that was hard. That was difficult because it was a long distance relationship and I knew it wouldn't work. And I broke somebody else's heart and broke mine in the process, so yeah, that wasn't fun. My biggest kink. I don't know if I have a big one. I have two. Probably cut clean in is a big one for me. Oh, my coffee's cold. Cut clean in is a big one for me. And that originated when I read a romance novel. And there was a scene where the guy cheated on the heroine. And she caught him at it. And instead of feeling repulsed, which I should have felt. I felt extremely turned on by it. And I have a rape fantasy, and I haven't got a clue how that originated, but it's been with me for years. And of course it's not rape, is it? No. It's the idea of being used and forced and coerced and made to do something that you actually really want to do. You just want to be seen as a sexual object. Do I have an attraction that could to something that could be conceived as weird? I should have wrote that question better. I meant as something on someone or something in their personality that is a bit odd, but you like it. So perhaps you're attracted to man buns or big asses or something like that. I don't think so, because I tend to like guys who look different. Different as in quirky or extremely unique. Is there an accent or voice that I just adore? I don't have a thing for accents. They don't matter to me. And I think it's all about the... sorry. I think it's all about the delivery of words in regards to voice actors. Somebody who can make me laugh with their words is extremely attractive. What do I love the most about GWA and Reddit? It's the whole community feel. And I don't think there's a subreddit that is not as... A lot of subreddits are judgmental, critical, argumentative, and even though GWA will have some of those things, it's on the lesser scale a lot. It is. And I like getting to know people on GWA. Sometimes it makes me feel less alone and more accepted. That's it. Everybody's been typing their answers for this, so I thought I'd better record mine.